God at any time, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Union Colony Insurance and Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance at 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. Union Colony.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And we have with us this morning Pastor David Whitney. And I'll simply comment on what's going on in the Ukraine. And I will tell you, I don't know what it's all about. I do know one thing, and that is the whole thing is staged. Suddenly it was a week ago last Friday, we had a group of rabble people in the Ukraine who were demonstrating against the government and poorly armed, certainly not well armed at all, maybe a few with weapons, but you're coming up against well-organized police, military units, and there's no way that a disorganized group of citizens are able to stand up against a well-trained, well-disciplined military, except someone gave an order for the military and the police to go back to the barracks. Now, this is, 10 days or so ago? They returned to the barracks. The other people then took over the government. The duly elected president, maybe a corrupt dictator, but he was elected. He fled the country. The other people, the rabble, took over now. And then, of course, Russia has moved their troops into the southern part of the Ukraine, into the area of the Crimea, which is predominantly Russian. Why would the Russians have done that? Basically, this whole thing is staged to create a confrontation. Who was it who put in the telephone call, who ordered the Ukrainian troops and police back to their barracks and turned the country over to the rabble? This whole thing is staged. Why? Well, we're just going to have to watch it unfold, but we're living in potentially dangerous times. Remember, a very, very small thing could precipitate a major confrontation. So let's just wait and see how it unfolds, but understand that God does bring his judgment on nations that turn against him, and America has certainly turned against God. But that is the background. Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, you pick up the story of the American Constitution, because if we don't get back to our Constitution, then everything else will be unimportant, and freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Stan, and amen to that. Indeed, what we see taking place there in Ukraine, like you say, we're not all sure who's behind what, or what's going on, but we are clear about this. Our founders recognized that human civil government, while a God-ordained blessing, when it remains within its God-ordained boundaries, it is a blessing. Oh, but let that powerful force get outside the boundaries that God in his word has ordained for human civil government, and it becomes an extremely dangerous thing. It becomes your master instead of your servant. In fact, someone sent me a transcript of a conversation that took place in Connecticut. I don't know if you remember what's happening there in Connecticut. They demanded that everybody register their, what they call assault weapons, and register their high-capacity magazines. That's any magazine over 10 and so forth. And, probably 300, maybe or so more thousand citizens have not done that. And so the police are threatening to go house to house and begin stealing the guns out of the hands of the people of the state of Connecticut. And one individual had a conversation with a lieutenant in the police force and said, I'm very fearful of you doing that, because what that's going to result in is bloodshed, and don't do that. Basically encouraging the police, don't go house to house, don't steal the people's guns, you guys are tyrants. He didn't use those words, but basically putting that down for the police chief. And this police lieutenant responded, we are the masters. We are the masters. And that's what it's all about. The tyranny that we see galloping forward today, whether it's from Washington, D.C. and the Obama and other culprits there, or whether it's in our state capitals or even in our counties, that tyranny is all about the master forcing the servant to do what it chooses to do. And our founders put it the other way around. No, government is not your master. Government is your servant. And that's why it's called civil servant, or should be called civil servant. Most of them these days certainly don't see themselves as servants, and quite often they're not at all civil, just as that police lieutenant was not with that woman who spoke with him there in Connecticut. Well, our founders recognize that anytime you grant power to human civil government, it's a very dangerous thing. You've got to circumscribe that power very clearly and build walls around it to prevent it from breaking out of the restricted areas that you have given it power to operate within. And in fact, that was the whole debate that took place in the ratification of our Constitution. It would never have been ratified, and people need to remember this, it would never have been ratified. The people opposed to the Constitution would never have signed on and said, okay, we're for this Constitution, had there not been an agreement to form a Bill of Rights, a Bill of Rights that would further secure the God-given rights of the people against the civil government. That the civil government, yes, it had been granted specific, limited, delegated, enumerated powers in the seven articles of our Constitution. But our founders recognized that was not enough. They needed to erect a high and impregnable wall around those powers granted, such that the federal government would never, ever get outside the powers granted. I liken it to an analogy. You think of the football field. You know, there's the end zone and there's the sidelines. And really, if you look closely, just the end zones and sidelines are nothing but white chalk on green grass. And you could easily erase that white chalk on green grass and change the sidelines and the end zone and make the game a whole different game. And so in a similar fashion, you could liken our seven articles of the U.S. Constitution to the game, the field, you know, bounded by the end zone and bounded by the sidelines. But the problem our founders recognized is that was not enough. They wanted to create a brick wall instead of just white chalk on green grass, a brick wall at the sidelines and a brick wall at the end zone to prevent the federal government ever getting outside that playing field that is the limited, delegated, enumerated powers described in the seven articles of the U.S. Constitution. So that brick wall that they designed was our Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights, if it was followed even to this day, would keep the federal government within the boundaries designed by that seven articles of the Constitution. But the wicked, knowing that Bill of Rights extremely limited the federal government, have done everything they could. In fact, most of the subsequent 17 amendments, not all of them, but most of them, punch holes in that wall that the Bill of Rights created, create whole chasms, collapse whole sections of that wall. And so today, we have the federal government no longer just playing within that boundary, but playing completely outside that boundary.
Hold that thought, David. Hold the thought. Moving towards fiction.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company.
We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David, pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And as I said before the break, we have a situation where the ball play is no longer on the field of the seven articles of our Constitution. In fact, we have the federal government playing not just outside that, the walls that were created by the Bill of Rights. They're not just playing in the stands of the stadium. They're actually many blocks, and you might even say many miles from the stadium altogether, playing in areas our founders never, ever envisioned and never gave them permission, and nothing in our Constitution, Bill of Rights, or subsequent amendment gives them permission to do what they are doing. In other words, they are breaking the law. They are no longer, in a sense, a true government. They're more like a mafia. A mafia is a law unto itself, doing whatever it chooses, making up the law as it goes along. We see that with Obama and Obamacare, just as one small illustration of saying, well, we're going to implement this part of it, not that. But he's making up the law as he goes along. And he said, I have a pen and I have a telephone, and therefore I am the law, essentially, is what he's saying. Our founders recognized that danger, and they therefore clearly circumscribed the powers of the central government. If people don't believe what I'm saying, that's fine. Research it for yourself. Here's one bit of evidence to consider in your research, the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Most people are familiar with the preamble to our Constitution, but hardly anybody pays any attention to the preamble to the Bill of Rights, and so it's important to remember what they said. The preamble to the Bill of Rights reads as follows. The convention of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent. Now notice what, in other words, as these different states were ratifying the Constitution, they recognized a problem they saw with the Constitution, that it lacked a Bill of Rights. And in order to prevent these things, this is why they put the Bill of Rights into effect. In order to prevent misconstruction, that is, a misinterpretation and misapplication of the powers that were granted to the federal government by the Constitution. So in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, in order to prevent the federal government abusing its powers, and they say in order to do that, to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So very clearly they recognize we need to further restrict the federal government. We need to declare in this Bill of Rights that these are areas that are completely out of bounds. The federal government cannot go here. It cannot grab guns. It cannot restrict your right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and so on. These declarative restrictive clauses are to be added. And they said the purpose for this was not only to restrict the federal government, but to bring about extending confidence, public confidence in the government. You see, what the tyrants and the wicked people don't realize is what Jesus said in Mark chapter 10 and verses 43 through 45. Jesus said, government is by consent of the governed. He said, as it is among the Gentiles, those who seem to lord over others, those who seem to rule, recognizing, and the history of the world illustrates this amply,
that governments only continue to exist as long as the people consent to that government. And so the people in France, in their terrible bloodbath called the French Revolution, they decided they no longer consented to King Louis the 16th being king and his government being the government of the land. And they overthrew that government. It's interesting to see, because the government they established was then later overthrown by others and then overthrown by others and all the way down to Napoleon. So governments only continue really at the choice of the people to consent to that government continuing to rule over them. And so if the government becomes tyrannical in the eyes of the people, as our American government is rapidly becoming in the eyes of many, many people in America, if it becomes abusive of its powers, if it becomes a leech that is sucking out the lifeblood of the people rather than a blessing, then the people know that they have a choice. They no longer choose to honor that government or no longer choose to consider that government legitimate. And once that happens, look out, Katie, bar the door, the whole thing is going to come tumbling down. Not that that's what we want to see. We'd rather see a restoration.
Well, basically, I think the important thing for our listeners to understand is there is a subversive element working within our government today. We have a constitution. It stipulates what the federal government can do, but specifically what it cannot do. The whole idea of the Constitution is to limit the power of the government, but there's a subversive element. It's infiltrated our courts. It's infiltrated our Congress. Certainly we buy and sell congressmen, but we have the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. today that money could buy, and certainly they're purchased by financing their campaigns. But basically, this whole thing has been taken over because they control the media, they control certainly the banking institutions, they control the corporations. There's a small group of people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But what they're doing is illegal, and nobody wants to call this. These are subversive elements. I've been to their headquarters, I've been to their papers, I've read the publications, I've read what people who are part of the organization say, and those who've broken with the organization, who've been members of it, and are concerned. And you can get the information if you go to our website and read our material. A subversive element controls America today. And if we don't take a stand against it, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead.
Amen. And so a restoration is what we work for and what we pray for. And so the 10th Amendment, we've discussed all previous amendments so far, but the 10th Amendment guarantees that we have the right and the duty, in a sense, to put the federal government back into the boundaries created by our Constitution, to put them back on the football playing field, to stay within the end zone and the sidelines, and no longer to pretend they have powers outside of that. The 10th Amendment reads very simply, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. In other words, the only power our federal government has are those powers specifically delegated to it by the Constitution. Primarily, those powers are listed in Article 1, Section 8. There's 18 things listed there. Some would argue there's 17. That's a small quibble, 17, 18. But there's those listed powers in Article 1, Section 8. That's the only power that we have given the federal government. It'd be like if I hired you to cut my grass and came over and did a good job cutting my grass, but I didn't hire you to paint my front door, but you brought a bucket of paint along with you and you decided you didn't like the color of my front door and you painted my front door. Well, I would be outraged. That was not part of our contract. That was not part of our agreement. You had authority and power to cut the grass as my servant. Yes, you could do that job, and I would pay you for that job, but you had no power and no authority to paint the front door. That was not granted by me to you, and as the property owner, I am in control of that decision. And so likewise, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it, that is, by the Constitution, to the states. And if you look closely at our Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, speaks specifically of the restrictions that are federal government places upon the states. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, and so forth. So Section 10 lists those restrictions on the states. So if it's not listed as a restriction on the state, the 10th Amendment says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So if the Constitution says nothing about, oh, let's say the subject of education, and you can study the Constitution from one end to the other, you'll never find that word education in there. You'll never find any power granted to the federal government to do anything whatsoever regarding education. The 10th Amendment then tells us that that right or that issue of education is never to be dealt with by the federal government. It is reserved to the states. And look at the prohibitions to the states there, Article 1, Section 10. Nothing there about the states can or can't do anything regarding education or to the people. And I would argue that when the issue of education, God law tells us it belongs to the family government, not to civil government, not even to church government, but to family government, the education of their children. So just that one illustration would say that anything done by the federal government, any money expended or taxes raised to expend or any regulations regarding or any legislation regarding education is illegal. They do not have permission to do anything regarding education in these United States of America. So the entire Department of Education, if we had a president who believed the Constitution and followed the Constitution, it would be defunded and eliminated. All the people would be laid off, sent home, go find some other work. Department of Education no longer exists. No bill regarding regulating education, funding education, creating loans for education would ever be passed by a president who followed the Constitution and who upheld his oath of office. And in my lifetime, I recall very clearly President Reagan promising, one of his campaign promises was to end the Department of Education created by that worthless peanut farmer, you know. It was illegal, and the worthless peanut farmer claimed to be a Christian, but he's violating his oath of office before Almighty God. Questionable whether he is or not, but that's aside. Reagan promised that he was going to end the Department of Education. But what happened? Instead of ending the Department of Education, after 8 years in office, the Department of Education was bigger. Department of Education had more money. Department of Education grew in size. Perhaps it's because he placed a poor choice over the head of Department of Education. I'm not sure why, but it was his desire to end it, and he stated that, but he didn't. And that is just one of many, many illustrations. In fact, I believe Heritage Foundation has done a study of the activity of a typical year in Washington, D.C., and more than 90% of everything done by our federal government, 90% of the legislation passed, 90% of the money spent, all of its activities, more than 90% of it is in violation of the Constitution. So Article 10, if it was applied as it is designed to be applied, would be 90% of the legislation would be eliminated, 90% of the spending would be cut, 90% of the bureaucrats would be fired, 90% of everything would be stopped because it's unconstitutional. They have no permission to do this. So the 10th Amendment is a very, very powerful tool, and it ought to be used by the lower levels of government, our state government and our county government, against the tyranny of the federal government. The encouraging thing is that we see some of these things happening around the country. 10th Amendment resolutions, many, many states have entered this. You can find out information about this if you want to check out the website of the 10th Amendment Center, where they kind of track what's happening in various states regarding kind of 10th Amendment moves. Resolution is a first step, but realties come when a state legislature says, well, wait a minute. If the Department of Education is illegal, then we shouldn't be doing whatever they tell us to do. We shouldn't be implementing Common Core in our schools because Common Core is a hand-me-down from the federal government that has no authority to tell us to do anything at all. Now, we know the difficult issue here is funding. The federal government, because it steals money from the people to spend it in ways the Constitution does not permit, that federal government then offers grants to the states. with all sorts of strings attached. If you accept this money, this was a race to the top money that sucked many of these states into Common Core. If you accept this money, then you've got to implement Common Core. If you do not implement Common Core, we will withdraw this money, which we stole from your people, and we're now giving back to you with strings attached. Very difficult issue, because states either have to be willing to forego the funding, or another option that some of the states who are wrestling with the 10th Amendment issue have realized, wait a minute, the whole funding issue is because we're not following what the Constitution says in regards to taxation. That is,
well,
the taxation.
Hold on, thought, David, because we're going to a break, but I think it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, you understand that we have a Constitution, there's nothing wrong with it. It's simply that we have a subversive element in Washington, D.C., and nobody wants to call it subversive, but it is. It's time to turn it down back. But do you really care? We'll be back in a moment. But, Pastor David.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-95.
To ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution. And you need, out there in the listening audience, to learn the Constitution. You need to talk about the Constitution. You need to demand that we reinforce the Constitution, because most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is illegal and is being carried out by a small subversive movement that is using the financial and military power of the United States to impose tyranny on nations all throughout the world. But before we go on, David, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get your course, and begin teaching it to their friends so that they will understand the Constitution and understand that certainly the people in Washington, D.C. are violating the law and should be tried and sent to prison for what they've done. They've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they're intentionally not doing it. how can people get in touch with the Institute?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we put together a simple way that anyone can learn what our founders' view of law and government was, what the Constitution meant and still means, having a working knowledge of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. And we call it a host kit because you're not actually teaching the course. Our 12 lectures on DVD accomplish that, and there's supplemental lectures as well as a student handbook, a student manual that gives a detailed outline of each of those lectures as well as supplemental reading materials and tests for each of those 12 lectures. The entire course is designed as a turnkey kit. You don't need any background. You don't need any expertise in order to conduct a class. And we have people all over America doing this from every walk of life, and finding our feedback is that people are finding it very easy to pick up the host kit and then run with it and conduct a course. They can obtain a host kit purchasing it here at Institute on the Constitution, either by calling us. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you prefer, you could go to our website, and it's one word, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, all one word, and there you'll see a selection of courses. You click on that. The very first course is our U.S. Constitution course. You can purchase a host kit. There's various versions of that, a student version that's the most basic level, but a full host kit enables you to conduct a class at your community. And we here at Institute on the Constitution stand behind our host kit. We help those hosting classes across America when tough questions come their way. We encourage those folks to either call us or email us with those questions. We'll get an answer back to them. So by the time their class meets the following week, they could say, that was an excellent question asked last week. Here's the answer from Institute. So we help our hosts. Another way in which we help folks, we're offering an online course called Foundational Principles of Freedom starting on March 20th. That Foundational Principles of Freedom course is designed to help you talk with your neighbors, your friends, members of your family, those who think, for example, socialism is a good idea, think that what's happening in America right now is wonderful and we need more of it. Help them think through the foundational principles of freedom. And we've designed this course to help people grapple with how do you discuss these issues with folks who do not hold our view, and hopefully persuade them. So we want to present some arguments and some tools for people to persuade their friends, family members, and neighbors, so on, that our founders' view, which said limited government is the only safe form of government, and that limited government has to be limited by the law of God, the laws of nature and nature's God, as they styled it. And so we invite people, if they'd like to take this course, they could do it online. Of course, they're welcome to come here in person in Pasadena, Maryland, if they want to make the trip. But it's going to be over 7 successive Thursday nights starting on March 20th. And to sign up for that course, they could either go online at theamericanview.com, or they could call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution at 1-866-730-9796 and just ask about the Foundational Principles of Freedom course that starts on March 20th. We're very excited about this course, Dr. Stan. We're going to be not just doing it online, available as well as in the classroom, but we'll be filming it and packaging it after post-production. And we hope that this will be a powerful tool to help Christians all over our country help their fellow Christians understand that this is rooted in God's law. The founding principles that our founders were following were not something from the Enlightenment. They were not something from Plato or some of the other philosophers of the world. They were from God's law structured on the biblical foundation. So we're very excited about this new course, and we trust it's going to be useful. And by the way, if you go to our website, you'll find other courses. We offer a course on the jury, one of those very neglected areas where citizens have enormous power to stop tyrannical government, our jury course that is available as a host kit as well. And offer a course on the one state constitution currently, the Maryland state constitution. We're working on one for the Virginia. And ultimately, by God's grace, we want to develop all 50 state constitution courses, because those state constitutions are a powerful tool at the state level to stop tyranny, because most state governments are not following their own state constitution, let alone following what their duty is under the United States Constitution. Well, we're very encouraged because we see citizens taking up the task of educating their fellow citizens, and that's what it's going to take to turn our country back. Well, that 10th Amendment is a powerful tool. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So the whole expansionist view of our Constitution, which basically says the federal government can do anything it wants to do as long as it's, you know, there's some phrase of the Constitution, they can twist some meaning out of it. This 10th Amendment says, oh, no. That's not how you interpret the Constitution. It's only those powers specifically delegated. So if the Constitution says nothing about a particular issue, then the federal government cannot do anything about that issue. It's only if it's referenced by the Constitution that anything can be done. And it's not too long ago that our country functioned that way. In fact, when things, major big programs were considered, they knew they had to find power in the Constitution for them to do that. Eisenhower's interstate transportation system, the interstate highways, they knew that, boy, this may not look constitutional, so we better find a clear excuse, and they believe they found it in the military powers. I'm not so sure they did, but they believe that, you know, the protecting the country and seeing that the state militias can function effectively, that the interstate system was crafted for that reason, which is, you know, quite different than I think what most people think of the interstate system existing for their own benefit or, you know, effective transportation of goods and services and people. That was not what the those who originally designed that interstate system said, because they knew they had to answer to the question, where in the Constitution are there any powers delegated to do this activity that you are claiming the federal government has the right to do?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. We'll be back in just a moment here for the final segment of our program. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe new year.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. If you have a question for Pastor Whitney, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. David, go right ahead.
Well, let me talk about one illustration that kind of is in the news loop right now of how the Tenth Amendment works when states recognize that they can stop the federal government from doing that which the federal government has no power to do. For example, we know that the federal government has no authority to spy on all the American people. And so the big revelation that the NSA, and we know that they've been doing it long before Edward Snowden revealed it. But anyway, all of that revelation has created a bit of stir here in the state of Maryland, where the NSA is headquartered. In fact, it's headquartered right here in my own county. It's the biggest employer in this county. And the proposed legislation that was being considered in our state legislature during this legislative session would cut off all electricity and all water to the NSA headquarters at Fort Meade, Maryland. And the idea is that the local government can tell the federal government when the federal government is violating the law, sorry, we as the state of Maryland are not going to allow you to continue violating the law. We're going to do what we can to stop you. And so water and electricity will not be available to the NSA. Now, I understand that the eight delegates that proposed that legislation have since withdrawn it, and I don't know what kind of pressure was put on them personally. After all, the spy agency has all information on everyone, every phone call, every email, every internet search, all the information. So who knows what kind of pressure was put on them to withdraw that bill. But the bill was legitimate. That is, the state of Maryland can say to the federal government when the federal government oversteps its boundaries, when the feds violate the law, it is the duty of the state government, vis-a-vis the Tenth Amendment, to tell the federal government, no, you're not going to do that within our jurisdiction, the boundaries we're responsible for. We cannot control what the next state over, Virginia, does, or that's their duty. But we can say within the boundaries of our state, the federal government is not going to be permitted to break the law. It's kind of like if we draw the analogy a little bit differently, it might be easier to understand because we're so used to the law breaking and the propaganda that goes along with it at the federal level. But if a sheriff, we recognize the sheriff has jurisdiction in his county and he is the crime fighter in his county. So if someone breaks into a store and steals some goods, and is traveling, he has responsibility to go after that thief and to apprehend the thief and get the goods returned to the person who had the robbery and the break-in. And his authority, however, only comes to the border of his county. The next county over, if this thief was traveling, the next county over would have to grant that sheriff authority to pursue into that county, and obviously the sheriffs all do that. They grant authority to bordering counties to do that. But the thief, in this case, is the federal government who has broken into all 50 states to violate the Constitution within the boundaries of those 50 states. And each state within its boundary has the authority. In fact, it is their duty, because after all the state representatives and the governor and the judges, they take an oath to uphold the Constitution, which means it's their duty to prevent unconstitutional actions on the part of the federal government from taking place within the boundaries of their state. So their state has the full authority to do that. And anyone who would claim that, you know, somehow the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution overrides that has completely misinterpreted Article 6 of the Constitution. The supremacy clause says the laws made in pursuance thereof, that is, the laws made that are constitutional, those laws are the supreme law of the land.
Okay,
if the law is not constitutional, it cannot be the supreme law of the land.
Let's do. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi. I want to thank you for making that last point, because that's how we need to apply these. And we need to make our sheriffs very aware and include them in the class or include them with the information at least. What I'm calling about is we know that what's happening in our banking system is the Sharia finance is now forcing control of our banking system, and they fund all this through the the profits of the oil that's got the monopoly in the Arab countries. Can you tell us how the Sharia finance can be stopped. I know people are concerned about the Federal Reserve. You could talk about that, but the Sharia finance is even worse than the Federal Reserve, and people are blindsided by that. They don't even look at it.
David, can you hear our caller? Can you hear our caller?
Yes, I could.
Okay, fine. I
can. Thank you for that question. And I think in a similar way in which the Federal Reserve can be dealt a death blow, and it can happen at a local level, that we step out of the system created by them and create a parallel system. With the Federal Reserve, it's perhaps a little easier than with the Sharia issue that you're raising, because of the Federal Reserve, they have created a false currency, an unconstitutional currency, because gold and silver, according to the Constitution, are the only lawful money in these United States. So we could return to a system based upon real money. And the states could do this. In fact, there's a number of states that have legislation pending. I think South Carolina is one of them, that would return to a gold standard within their state. And so I think I don't have as many details about the Sharia system of banking that's infecting us, but I think in a similar way, states could take control of what's happening. And there are powers that the state has in terms of banking that are being underutilized. North Dakota, I believe, is the only state in the union currently that has a state bank. And that state bank is solvent. It's not part of this corrupt system. And I think that's a model that states ought to pursue and follow in breaking that kind of stranglehold.
And is there a kind of a step-by-step procedure to follow? Because, you know, it's hard to even get, you know, a bill stopped that is horrendous, like Common Core, et cetera, let alone switching over our whole monetary system. So is there a step-by-step?
We have an unconstitutional system. It's about time people understood the whole system is going to collapse, and they better begin preparing today, because if you don't make your preparations today, once this happens, you could lose everything you have worked your whole life for. Our pension systems are insolvent. Our government is insolvent. We're the biggest debtor nation in the world. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, as we turn our back on God. Thanks very much, David. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next month. Until then, let me the Lord do with
Thank you for your great work, Dr. Stan. God bless.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. to end here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs, who believe that our message is certainly valid and help us. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and today we do this without compensation on our part. But we do have to maintain a rather large battery of stations in our afternoon, evening programs are heard all across America, indeed all across the world. I just got an email this morning from some fellow over in Australia who said, you'd be amazed to know how many people here in Australia listen to your programs regularly. Well, because we can reach them by certainly the miracle of the Internet, but certainly our programs are heard on shortwave and on AM and FM stations. They're heard on satellite, and if you have a satellite receiver, you can get us. Certainly they're heard on the afternoon on telephone if you have unlimited minutes. But it's quite a program to keep it together, and of course, if you're in a position to help and you believe in what we're doing, if you believe that we have a wonderful country that is being taken from us by a small subversive group that is using the financial and military power of the United States to impose authoritarian governments on nations throughout the world, and that we're really doing everything we can to build up the economy of Russia and of China, and most of what goes on in the world politically is simply all show business, as simply a vehicle of confusing the American people, so you cannot understand that the ultimate foreign policy of America is to destroy the sovereignty of this nation and create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And that is exactly what the government of the United States is doing throughout the world, is imposing Sharia law on nations that don't Sharia law, and financing the people who are killing and torturing and raping Christians throughout the world. This is really going on, ladies and gentlemen. Look what we've done to the Christians, the Coptic Christians in Egypt. Look what we've done to the Christians in Iran. Look what we're doing to the Christians in Syria today. We're financing the rebels who are killing and raping and torturing Christians. And do you really care? We've already killed 140,000 people in Syria because we're financing this whole revolutionary movement. This is not a civil war. We're importing hardcore terrorists from all over the world to fight in Syria, and we're financing and arming and training the terrorists who've killed 140,000 people. And if you think God is going to sit back and do nothing, I think you're sadly mistaken. God brings judgment on nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. If you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you'd like to get our four CD set on the supernatural, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Although William Kennedy, a very young man who did two of the interviews, is no longer with us. It died under, well, let's put it this way, how many 59-year-olds do you know who are talking against what's going on in the world and suddenly just up and die? William Kennedy was a good friend, but this has happened to a number of people that I've known through the years.